Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Section 314 Podcast. My name's Sam, and as always, is my co-host, Maggie. We are here tonight, almost through the four-game road trip with the St. Louis Blues. They are now 2-1 on the road trip. They just fell to the Edmonton Oilers last night. They just fell short. They kind of were a little sluggish, and then towards the very end there in the third period, they kind of started a comeback, but they just fell short, and then Bennington let in that weird goal to give it a 4-2 lead to the Oilers, and then just couldn't come back from that. What do you think of this road trip so far, Maggie?
Okay, well, I predicted 3 wins out of the 4, and so I'm honestly surprised that if they do go 3-4-4, Oilers are going to be the only loss. I thought it would have been maybe like Jets or Canucks. Not that I'm predicting the future, but I think the Blues will beat the Canucks Tuesday, especially after that loss. I think they're playing well. I honestly didn't watch the Oilers game last night because it was at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and that's a long night for me. So I did watch the Jets and the Flames games, and they were pretty good. The Winnipeg win was super big, and I'm really excited that they got that. They have Canucks coming up Tuesday. That's going to be a tough game, but I could see them getting a W.
Yeah, that win against the Jets, that was a statement win for sure. You know, we had good play. Hoffer played really well in between the pipes. He's so far this season, he's been a really solid backup. Whenever, you know, Benny needs a break or they just need to, you know, keep them both fresh, he's been playing really well. Kyrou, I think he got 2 goals against Winnipeg, if I'm saying that correctly. I think he got 2 goals. But also, the Blues went up 2-0 at one point during that game against the Winnipeg Jets, but both goals were on like a 4v4. Like, it wasn't 5v5. It wasn't a 5v5 game. Both of them were, you know, a 4v4. Both goals were 4v4. So I thought that was kind of like an interesting stat. And then we just took it away from there and just ran away with it from there.
Yeah, I'm super happy about this road trip, for real. It is a, like you said, the Winnipeg game was a statement win. I think this trip is a statement trip as well, going into December. Kind of just showing us what the boys can do, especially under Monty now. I think, when I go back to my prediction, I do think that they will get a wild card spot in the playoffs. But they need to just keep winning from here on out. I'm going to predict 0 losses the rest of the season. So,
and then, yeah, like, it's like the losses that we've had with Monty in charge, it's like they weren't terrible losses. It's like we played decently. It's just, you know, a few things that need to be fixed here and there. But it's like these losses that we're taking, they're not something to be worried about. It's not like, oh man, this is, nothing's getting better. This team still needs to be fit. It's like, no, it's like you clearly see improvement in these games, even with the losses. It's like you clearly see we're progressing in different areas on the ice. And it's like, okay, well, you know, we played well, but it's like, this needs to be fixed, that needs to be fixed. And then it's once we can get that under control, and it's like usually little things like the passing or just like the passing and being in the right spot to make a play. It's just it seems to me just a few things that need to be cleaned up in order for us to, you know, become better and excel, because we're not playing bad hockey right now, I think. And then, you know, it kind of showed against the Flames. You know, we started off well, but it seemed like I said, it seemed like we were off by half a step in regards to passing and moving the puck up ice in the offensive zone. It was a back and forth game, but like we were playing pretty well. But again, those weird passes and like the silly turnovers that we would have, that's what kept Calgary in the game the entire time, the whole 60 minutes. And that was probably the reason that we ended up going to overtime. And then, you know, we saw that cool goal by Parayko getting the overtime winner off that rebound off the pad. And from there, you're starting off the road trip 2-0, so you're already off to a huge start right there. In Canada, beating the Jets and then beating the Flames, getting 2 point strong points against the Flames. And now you're 2-0 going into Edmonton last night, and it wasn't a terrible game, but we fell short. But it's nothing to be worried about.
In a sluggish game.
Yeah, it was sluggish for sure. Like, we started off fine for the Oilers game. We started off fine, but it's like that line change that we had that gave Edmonton that first goal. That weird line change where we were, we were trying to avoid having too many men on the ice, trying to make that line change, and then all of a sudden, Corey Perry is left alone and gets the goal.
Who would have thought?
Right,
Yeah,
and it's just like, go ahead, sorry.
I had seen a poll on Twitter or whatever question saying who's going to score the first goal against the Oilers, and I put Holloway or Broberg just because it was their return to Edmonton, and I saw that Holloway did get the first goal, so good for him. Excited for him.
Yeah, I'm so excited about him. He's playing really well. Yeah, but once we gave up that weird goal, it's just like from there, it just seemed like we just couldn't play catch up after that. And then we there was that puck behind our net. We were trying to clear it out or pass it up the side to the board sideboards, the half boards or whatever. And there was like the weird deflection off Barrico's like leg or shin pad, and it went right to center ice, right in front of Binnington. And there was an Oilers player right there all alone. He just took a wrist shot and it was in. Then the Oilers went on a power play and they got a power play goal. But that one was like that was a legit goal. Like, they moved the puck really well, and then it was centered at the back door. It was centered across through the to the back door of the net, and he had a nice deflection to put it in, and that was actually like a solid goal. So now it's 3-0. And then we finally got things going in the third period with Kyrou, and then Kyrou scores a power play goal as well. But once again we fell short, and then we were making a comeback. It was 3-2 with like 5 minutes left, and then Binnington gave up that just that weird goal. I don't know what happened. If it was like a deflection or what, but it somehow slid through, and it just seemed like something that he, even if like it was deflected, it seemed like he could have had.
Yeah, he's been pretty on this season. It's I feel like the goals that have gotten past him have just been like fluky, weird ones. I mean, ones that he definitely could have gotten, but you kind of can also see like just weird, weird bounces and weird shots. So, I was looking at his stats, and Bennington actually has an 0.897 save percentage. He's got 8 wins and 2.93 goals against average.
Okay.
So they both have shutouts on the season, which is good. They've been playing really well together. But yeah, just like a an odd night for Bennington sometimes. He kind of has those games.
It's nothing. Like I said, it's nothing to be worried about. It's like it's a goal you should have had, but it's like, we shouldn't have had let it get to three nothing to begin with, as well. The offense and defense, they shouldn't have let it get to 3-0 already to begin with, and we don't have to worry about that goal towards the end of the game where we're trying to make a comeback, right? And so now, excuse me. So now we got the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday night, another late game, of course. But
10 p.m. for me.
yeah. It's brutal. Thank goodness this road trip's almost over. Yeah, we got the Vancouver Canucks, who today they just lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning, I believe 4-2. But my overall thoughts, after this, before the end of this road trip, coming into Vancouver, is just, it's like, if we can just get a little bit more offense going, if we can just kind of clean up our passes and not be so much so like half a step off of like all the things we need to do, like those basic things that, getting the puck in, being in the right spot, making crisp passes to, when you get turnovers or when you're moving into the offensive zone. If you can just clean those all those like little things up, it's like it's going to make a world's difference in our overall gameplay and probably create more opportunities for goals for us going forward.
Yeah, I think like sometimes we get into those like little games where it's like, we're playing, and we're not doing our best, but we, go back to practice the next day or go skate the next day. We kind of get our heads back on, and then the next game, gets a little better. It's just kind of like a reset, it kind of seems like, especially this was their first loss under Montgomery, so it needed to happen, I think. Just to kind of get them going again. So they have Vancouver Tuesday in Vancouver. They have San Jose Thursday at home. And then they are at Dallas Saturday, and then home again Sunday for the New York Rangers. So it's a bunch of travel for no reason, it seems like.
Yeah,
Away, home, away, home, home.
there's a lot of back and forth with travel, and then mid in the middle of next week, once we have those few home games against the Rangers and the Devils, who we both just played on the road, we go down, we go on an Eastern Conference road trip to Tampa, Florida Panthers, and Detroit Red Wings. So, traveling in general, it wears you out. So, I think we're still gonna be playing good hockey the rest of the month, it seems like, especially with the new coach and just little things that need to be cleaned up. I think we're definitely playing a little bit more hockey, better hockey. But this traveling, this back and forth on the on and off the plane, different time zones, that sort of thing, it is going to, from experience, I know from experience, it is going to wear you out. It beats you up. But luckily, after that game against the Detroit Red Wings on the 23rd, you come home and you come home like, late in the evening. But you're off all, you got your Christmas break right there to kind of rest up, have a game, have get back into kind of rotation with the Predators Friday after Christmas, and then Sunday, against the Buffalo. Sunday afternoon against Buffalo's Sabres, and then you got your Winter Classic on New Year's Eve in late afternoon. So yeah, it's gonna be an exhausting next few weeks for the boys, traveling back and forth in between cities and flying a lot. But I'm again, like, this gameplay lately, it's not worrying me. I'm excited for the game Tuesday night against the Vancouver Canucks. I think we can kind of bounce back and get a win off them and play good hockey. And as far as as far as like what the playoff picture is looking like right now, I think we're so I can click on the playoffs here. We got 28 points, and the Flames, who have the second wild card, have 31 points. So we're not far off. There's plenty of hockey left. And right now, I just feel like we're only slowly progressing, and it's a good sign. It's a bright future for us, I think, and I'm excited for it. And we also got Justin Falk back, so that's gonna be a big help on defense.
Yeah, I saw that he's back now. That will be good. It's kind of crazy. I was like wondering about like when Letty comes back, what do you think like the lineup's gonna look like? Because then if Letty comes back, you'll have what, nine defensemen or 10? Who do you think gets like sent down or waived or whatever?
I don't know. I just think that, I just think first and foremost, just getting him back is like top priority. Just to have numbers back there to keep, rest, have be able to rest guys a little bit more, and not put so much responsibility on, just those few play, few select players that you think of. So just getting him back first and foremost, I think, will be a big help. And then from there, we can kind of see what things look like, and then kind of determine, all right, this is what's gonna work. This is who probably needs to get less ice time, and he's, you know, that's what, you know, go from, and so on and so forth. That's what I think.
That's what I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I think there'll be like 10 defensemen, so it'll be interesting because you know people will be working for their spot to play, and then you know you're gonna have people who aren't happy about certain people playing over certain people. I feel like that's been like such a big thing this season. People have been very vocal about people being like a healthy scratch, which I understand, but I mean, you can say it over and over again, but you're not the coach, so
I
you
mean,
know, nothing's really gonna change.
lots of people complain about Kyrie, but he's got what, like 3 goals on this one, on this 4-game road trip right now so far.
Yeah.
So I
He
mean,
impressed me the other night.
yeah.
I was very impressed. I was actually praising him. I
Maybe
was
it's
not
just
expecting that.
inconsistency that people, you know, start to chime in about players needing to step up. Maybe it's the inconsistency. Maybe there's a few games where like, oh, they're off a little bit. They need to step up the game, which I get. But you know, I mean, it's just like the average Joe person. You know, when you go to work every day, it's you're not always going to be 110% when you go in to. I mean, you walk in those doors. I know I'm not always 100% when I walk in the doors. So I'm learning to just, you know, just kind of take a step back, not take things so personal with players and their performance, and just kind of give them a few more games to kind of jump back into it and prove that, you know, they're good to go and they're here to stay and put up points for themselves and for the team.
Yeah, I saw that this week they played a special for the Winter Classic on Wednesday. Did you watch that? And are you super hyped?
Yeah, of course. You know, I've been so yeah, they have the they've just started, if you didn't know yet, you know, listening to this podcast, they just started the Road to the Winter Classic, you know, special on TNT on Wednesday nights, and they just showed aired the first episode this last Wednesday on TNT. If it and if you missed it, it's available on Max. It's streaming on Max. So after each episode that airs Wednesday night, if you miss it or you know you got work or whatever, it'll be available on streaming on Max afterwards. You can go watch it. But yeah, I love the show in general. I love being able to, you know, see the players on and off the ice, talking with coaches, you know, being with their families, etc. And just kind of getting behind the scenes look of being an NHL player leading up to one of the biggest events in sports. And you know, this is, I think they said it in the first episode, you know, the Winter Classic is, you know, the NHL's Super Bowl. So you know, I got to, my girlfriend and I, we got tickets to the game. We'll be there in Chicago. It's going to be amazing, and being able to kind of just watch these episodes week after week before actually going there and seeing it happen, it just kind of builds up the hype and whatnot, and like it's exciting. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I turned it on the other night. I was still working, but I just put a TV up in my office, so you know, I got random things playing on there, but I was able to catch it. And I liked how they went back and forth from like each team like 2 times on like 2 stories basically, so both teams were getting the same amount of time on this preview for the Winter Classic. I thought it was super cool. How they went behind the scenes on stuff like the Blues being in New York, how they had to go and shoot a commercial, and
On a
then
treadmill, yeah.
yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I'm excited for the Winter Classic. I will be watching from inside my warm home, so at least it's not going to be as cold as Minnesota,
That
so
was
that should be good. But
if
yeah,
I
I saw that they are having Chance the Rapper there and Smashing Pumpkins.
That's gonna be,
So
yeah,
that'll be
wonderful.
really cool.
I'm excited for Smashing Pumpkins. My girlfriend's excited for Chance the Rapper. So it's gonna be a good intermission. to watch. So I guess maybe they'll just play it like before, or I think they said like they're gonna Chance the Rapper's gonna be performing after the Winter Classic, like after the game. I don't know. I didn't really look into it. I just kind of saw like who was performing, and that was pretty much the end of it.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool. That's gonna be a good experience. And I saw this is your first game at Wrigley Field, and it's not even a baseball game.
Yeah, that's
That
right. That is right.
would be for me too. It would have been my first game.
I've been to Chicago for hundreds of times for leisure, for work, etc. And I've never been to Wrigley Field, or like a Cardinals Cubs game or anything like that. So being there for the first time, it'll be a Blues and Blackhawks game, which is still pretty fitting. And I feel like if I can go to Minneapolis for the 2022 Winter Classic and come out alive, then I think this will be a cakewalk, but we'll see.
Yeah, it should be good. I'm excited for you guys. It will be a really cool time. I saw that they made Wrigley Field like a national monument now.
Yeah, and
Maybe.
we saw like the preview design. What'd you think of like the little like AI like preview of like what the field will look like for game day? With like the rink and
I was
like
actually just looking at
the ivy decorated all over the field and stuff.
it. Yeah, that's just classic. That's so classy. I like that. It's definitely going to be a cool rivalry.
I think it looks pretty nice. I still think the Busch Stadium did a better job like presenting their field. Yeah, it just looks like it's just it kind of looks okay. They have like ivy in towards like home plate, first and third base. They have ivy and stuff like that. But other than that, I still think like St. Louis did a better job with like the presentation.
Yeah, it's still cool though. That's just a really fun experience. I'm glad that you get to go to it.
Yeah, I gotta I'm just waiting. It's gonna be fun. I'm just waiting a couple more days, and for my paycheck, and then I'm gonna book the hotel, and we'll be good to go.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Yeah, I will be at my home on the couch watching. So, I will be cheering you guys on to stay warm in the Blues and hopefully get a W.
Yeah, get some wings or something fun to enjoy, or make like homemade like Chicago style like hot dogs at home. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, I think we might have to do that. Get some brewskis and make some Chicago dogs at home.
Yeah, instead of like doing the 999 challenge, do the 333 challenge, you know? Yeah, three periods of smash, you know, nine hot dogs and nine beers.
Oh, I don't know about that. I could probably do
We could
one beer, one hot dog, a period. I
set up
could
a
do
Twitch
that.
account. We could set up a Twitch account for the podcast, and we can go live to your living room on game day and to get up build up the followers for the account, you know.
Just like a kind of like Barstool when they streamed, when they watched the games and stuff, like the crazy stuff that they do on there. And it's
Exactly,
like people
yeah.
are just like watching a lady eat a hot dog on Twitch. That
Yeah,
could be fun.
I like the way they do things. You know, they have like different like watch rooms. They have like a DraftKings watch room. They have a Raising Cane's like watch room. Like today I saw the Raising Cane's room, and they have like Raising Cane's like posters like throughout the room on the walls and stuff. But then they have like everyone like each table has like a box combo on it with like the chicken inside with like the lid open, and they even have like
What the heck?
they have the giant like 4 foot tall like Raising Cane's plushes just sitting around the room. It's funny.
That's awesome.
But I think that will probably do it for us. You know, we got a good road trip going. You know, unfortunate loss last night, but you know, we're still playing decent hockey. You know, Road to the Winter Classics, you know, every Wednesday night, be sure to watch it. It's good content. You know, if you're a big Blues fan, it's a lot of fun. Got a lot of fun weeks ahead, and hopefully by the Winter Classic, we're ready to kick the crap out of Chicago and be ready to make a run for the playoffs after that.
Yeah, the next couple games are pretty big. I would say the rest of December is pretty big. It will tell you where we're at
For
from the
sure.
new year, but I am going to predict a Blues win, so they get that those 3 wins on this road trip. If that happens, we're betting money next time, okay? And
Right.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, but so go ahead and, spread the word for this podcast to your fellow St. Louis Blues fans, Section 314 podcast. Thank you once again all for listening, and don't hesitate to stop by to eat, relax, and take a load off of life. Until the ice is clean again, we'll see you all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.